Hi, I'm Dr. Anne Pollier, and I'm going to be talking about training our brains. Why is train the brain useful? Firstly, it keeps our minds fit, just as we keep our bodies fit, by working out. And when we do this, we win, as it improves our memories, decision-making, speed of thinking. Plus, it helps us feel better as we're in better shape, both physically and mentally, and it saves us money. We used to think that the brain declined after reaching a certain age in adulthood. Now we know that is not true, as our brains can continue to grow all our lives, and this has been dubbed neurogenesis. This growth means we grow new neurons that expand our brain cells and create new pathways interconnecting the cells. This allows the brain to expand its capacity to reorganize and declutter. The best news is that we can choose to do this and opt to increase our brain cells now. How do we go about doing this? Well, firstly, it doesn't require any special equipment or cost a lot. There are three basic ways. Firstly, move that body. And it can be any way you like. It can be swimming, biking, walking, as long as it's challenging and lasts 30 minutes and done about four times a week. Secondly, making use of our thinking abilities, especially in new and challenging ways, doing crossword puzzles, Sudoku, bridge, reading, learning a new language, or texting. And thirdly, through social engagement, which is practicing our social skills as we practice listening, playing games, communicating, and going to parties and enjoying being with other people. Now, how do these things work? The cardio and the other exercises pump oxygen and protein to our brains. This triggers a chemical reaction, which increases the production of a specific chemical, BDNF, which stands for brain-derived neurotrophic factor. This sets up a reaction which allows the brain to grow and lay down new pathways for neural communication, which helps learning, memory, and adaptability. We used to think that crossword puzzles was the buzzword for keeping our minds sharp, but it's significantly less important than the physical option that I mentioned, which accounts for 60% of brain growth. Well, training the brain requires a selection of these three ways that I mentioned, the physical, the mental, and the socializing. But also to keep the brain in shape, we also need to avoid getting lazy about thinking and through outsourcing our thoughts and just adopting those we've heard on TV or seen on social media. We also need to become aware of our feelings, known as emotional intelligence, so that we maintain a positive perspective. And it also helps to strive for a balance in our nutrition. We can all train our brains at any age in adulthood. But if we don't use it, we will lose it. The advantages of brain fitness are great, as it improves memory, decision-making, clarity of thought. It helps us feel much better and improves our quality of life. And it does slow down aging and helps the repair work. The bottom line is that we lose our brain power if we do not use it. Thank you.